Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best, and Lord Jesus asks for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments or your questions over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, those of you listening, it's at the 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States on this Sunday, and you know what that means. The full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee on this blessed Sunday as we await for our brother to head this off. Once again, we take the time to thank God for you all listening far and near, and may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank God for this blessed day and opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of you that's listening. So praise be to God. Thank God for your prayers. Those of you who have been praying for us, supplication, you name it, we thank God for you. In Jesus' almighty name, glory be to God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the word I want to pass you today is to remember, unless you are spiritually minded, you will not detect the works of the enemy. And once again, as I did a broadcast on this before, what is going on in many places, Satan has been sending his agents. He has been sending people that he's been using, people that he has possessed, and actually demons themselves who has been in the flesh, per se, into the churches, into the church services, and they are, quote, ministering to people. But understand this, when demons minister to you or demon-possessed people, whatever, they're cursing you, okay? And the sad thing about it, once again, that many of God's people is not seeing this, even though there's been some demonic manifestations in front of their eyes. You said, how is that? Because the Lord said, they that mind the things of the flesh after the things of the flesh, carnally minded can have you blinded, okay, as any of us. And when you seek after pleasing the flesh, you can become blinded to the works of the enemy. You will not be able to detect him. And so the Lord doesn't want that for his people. But the sad thing about it is that some of his people don't have a desire for the things of the Spirit. They don't have a desire to know the Word of God. Many don't have a desire to grow in Christ spiritually. Many don't have a desire to study the Word of God and renew their mind with the Word and all of that. Amen. So the Lord said, unless you spiritually minded, you will not be able to detect the works of the enemy. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Shalom. Shalom, Amiska. Yeshua Mashiach is Lord. A great and a blessed opportunity. So as you were saying,
just, you know, telling the people about how the Lord wants us to be spiritually minded. You know, I did a broadcast on this a few days ago, and I had a dream. I think this was last Wednesday, Thursday night. And the Lord, it was a warning dream and a dream for his people that, you know, the Lord let me see that into, quote, your church services, to all of this, that Satan has been sending people that he's been using, people that he has possessed, and even demons into these services, quote, ministering to people. And we know when they minister to people, they're doing nothing but cursing them, ministering to people, and many of God's own people don't see it. And the reason why is because he said to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And the word of the Lord tells us that unless you are spiritually minded, you will not be able to detect the work of Satan. And he had begun to show me, because in the dream, brother, we was in this gathering, this like, you know, a church service, and it was this woman there. And whoever it was, they announced, and the woman was to the left of me about 10 or 20 feet from me. And, you know, she's in between people too, because it's people on the right side of her, people on the left side. So I would be on the right side of her. And about 10 or 20 feet away, she wasn't too far. But all of a sudden, when they announced that, they announced her, they said, this woman's going to be ministering to people. Brother, as soon as they said that, her eyes roll up in her head. And you didn't see the more black people. You saw all white. And I remember looking at it, and I said, man, this is a demon. And what was so sad about it is, like, everybody else in the place, you know, didn't really see this. I mean, not see it. They did. It's like they didn't aware of it, even though she's standing in the open, you know. And the Lord, he began to show me and deal with me about that, and show me that how many of his people, you know, the Bible said those that mind the things of the Spirit are those that are after the things of the Spirit. And many of his people, they don't even have a mind for the things of the Spirit, not studying the word, not prayer life, not growing in the Spirit. And when we are more carnally minded, we can be blinded. So that's what I was sharing with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very timely. I think back here some time ago, a great woman of God was sharing that truth, Dr. Rebecca Brown, I think, a great woman who was given a ministry. She was a medical doctor, but God called her to service to bring people out of what they call Satanism. So that's quite true. Talking about how that Satan would send people and is sending people in various parts and even into, you know, Christian faith also. Yeah, that's very watchful and very watchful and discerning in these last days, no doubt.
Amen.
So in a way, we had to be wired up continually, watchful unto prayer to be able to take a lot of things, a lot of things. Wow. But in a way, tonight we honor the women of God, the wives, the husbands, I mean, especially the women and men, but the handmaids tonight and the heart, the bread and basket of a nation is the women and the mothers and wives. They are the bread and butter and basket of a nation. And so we recognize the great women of God and the mothers and wives and the many women who are dedicating their lives in various ways to help humanity. And we give special recognition to the missionaries and evangelists in Christ, and the intercessors, and spiritual warriors and servants are doing works in many areas of life to help many people. I wonder, when women were first oftentimes rejected into the first university, being a medical doctor or astronaut or airplane pilot, they, people always say, well, this is not you, your place. And or they will say to different races of people that you can't have this position you can't do this particular technology. And based on race, they'll say a lot of things that may be out of place. Well, surely there are certain things that women out of their place and men out of their own place, and that's causing a great confusion in the world today. Anyway, we bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me bless his holy name, who forgiveth all my iniquities, heal all my diseases. For healing, Jesus said, is the children's divine right. And healing, in Matthew 15, Jesus said, healing is the covenant right of his children. But a woman who pressed her way to Jesus will not be denied. And she says, I know I'm not an Israelite. I'm a Gentile. I'm considered as a dog, but I refuse. The woman refused to be denied.
Yeah.
And her faith, she said to Jesus, well, healing is like the table over God's covenant to his people, and you not worthy because you're a Gentile. And Jesus at that time was only ministering to his own people, Israel. The time has not come for the Gentiles later on to partakers of the same table and the same covenant of Israel. But the woman says, Master, but don't the servants get the crumbs from the master's table when they fall? Don't the dogs eat the crumbs fall from the table? The woman stunned Jesus and amazed him so, and he turned around to his disciples, his apostles, his followers, and said, I have not found such a faith in all Israel. Now, isn't that mirroring station? He says to the woman who is not connected, but not of Israel, woman, I have not found such faith in all of Israel. Now, what do you think about that statement, Jesus turned? Now, she was a woman, and she's not Israelite. She's not worthy of any of the blessing, the Gentile. But she got what she wanted, and she got what she needed, and she refused to be denied.
Amen.
That's a great lesson to all people.
Yes, it is.
It's a great lesson in many things.
Yes.
Now, making this statement, I don't want to confuse people thinking that I'm saying that a woman who was made to be a woman and a wife and mother is now can be actually turned into a man or something like that, or a woman can turn gender into a woman. All I'm saying is that God has used women in many areas that's right, so, and good, and used men in their proper order, place, and sometimes, or if there is no man, no father, a woman has carried double duty in caring for people and caring for the home. So that's what my expression is, because there's so much confusion in the world. So we thank God for Jesus today and this evening. So our dear sisters, Sister Anderson, and
Amen. Helen.
Yes. Oh, hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right.
All right.
Amen. God bless.
Have I got that Southern brawl right? Am I working on it? If I come down south, y'all won't throw me back up north because I ain't talking like y'all, okay? So, okay. Y'all will receive me with grace. Hallelujah. Grateful today. We were sharing about the joy that the saints should be having, though the world is in great sorrow and great distress, the downfall of all nations. But the saints, even though they sorrow for the wicked or have grief for those who are in the darkness, but their joy shall be increased because their king is coming.
Amen.
And the king is coming for the bride.
Yes, come on.
And so they're expecting with joy a new day, and that joy increasing, and while the world is getting more sorrowful and more pitiful and more agonized. But the saints of God are rejoicing on this part. Our King is coming. Our time where Satan and sin and the wicked will not rule, and we're looking for a soon coming kingdom to rule and reign, and we were rejoicing, and the people are looking at us while they're in sorrow and grief, but our joy, we are having a joyful expectation. Our King, our Lord, is soon coming. And devil, your time is up. The kingdom of darkness, you up. It's for the sons, the redeemed of the Lord, to have joy, everlasting joy, ruling with their Christ. And so our joy shall be increased. The world, their sorrow is going to increase because the end of all nations and the rule of Satan is coming to end. So that's a lot of regret in the world because actually the saints are in a better place to say, well, y'all got a reason to be in sorrow, but we got a reason to have joy. We have a joy that will increase as time go on because our King is coming. Now, I read two scriptures about the coming of Christ, the one we call the Christ. You go to other parts of the world, they have different languages. I want to say that I think it's very important that everyone that can learn something about a culture or some other people and study about that culture, and mostly try to learn another language. Just a community part of language, whether it's Spanish or French or Swahili, it's to your advantage. And tell your children and teach your children in school to learn another language. Make sure. And learning another language and learning other people will open doors for you.
Amen.
And learning about other people and learning about their culture will make them more acceptable to you. So it makes them want to hear you. Okay. All right, then. Thank God. Because you'll be ministering to other people of other languages, and the Lord has promised that he is going to do some unusual things that in certain nations that the saints will be sent, and they'll be able to, by the Holy Ghost, will begin to communicate them with the language of the Spirit and their own tongue on a special times. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The coming of our Lord. Now, we gave you three scriptures. I'm going to go to the fourth scripture because there is a tremendous lot given by the signs, the generation, the nearing, how we could determine the nearing, the time and the season, the day of the hour of the judgment, that we will not know the day of the hour, but we will know all the other things about the coming of the Holy One of Israel. Now, I want you to turn to I was looking at David in Psalm 59, and he prayed this prayer, deliver me from my enemies, O God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from wicked and bloody men. For they lie in wait for my soul. Now, we see a lot of distress and the works of darkness every day of our lives. We wake up and go to bed, and this is why you have to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. So let's keep our mind stayed on the Lord.
Keep our mind stayed
on
the Lord. Keep our mind stayed on the Lord.
Keep our eyes and thoughts on the King, on Jesus.
Yes. Keep our eyes and our thoughts on the King.
Oh,
yes.
When you just driving or going along, washing the dishes or working, you just can draw near and say, sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. It's okay if people think you're crazy.
Okay.
I mean, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
if you're praying. And it's okay for you to pray in the Spirit. Now, I'm going to said something that's off-key, but the saints, those that are given to pray in the Holy Ghost, it's okay. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a communication, that's a special communication between you and God, that if, yeah. if you're praying in the Holy Spirit, that's a one way that, and even the devil don't know what you're saying when you're praying in the Holy mm-hmm. Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And God give Amen. Us a language, a spiritual language. Now, we got an earthly, and we speak our language in the world, but he gives us, the saints, a spiritual language. And a lot of people don't know that why God gave the saints of God a spiritual language. You know that, Brother Nate, that
Amen.
He gave us a heavenly spiritual language.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Amen.
And he gave us an advantage for giving us this communicated language. So, whatever the Lord has provided for you in the scriptures, don't listen to the traditions of men.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. It's just like healing belongs to the children bred. Well,
mm-hmm.
some people,
uh-huh.
you know, it's your divine right to say, well, God, don't do this, and we don't this and that and that. You have to decide who you're going to believe. Like Brother
yeah.
Nathan, you have to discern quickly in who you're going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You laying on the bed and in situation where things seem impossible, you have to come off that bed by knowing the impossible faith of one that said, I can do all things and you can do all things. You can arrive. You can arrive. You have to, when you go see sick people, you have to give them the word of God and your testimony to give them new faith, because they'll give up. And people get in a situation where they don't want to, they just give up because their
mm-hmm.
faith is weak or their trouble. And you have to breathe faith into them.
Yeah.
You have to read the scriptures and the promise of God over them, and to infuse faith, the faith of God, because the enemy will get you in such a pitiful situation that you just give up. Do you know a lot of people just give up on life and die, and the doctor says they just give up, they don't want to live? And a lot of people,
yeah.
the enemy is very, very, very skilled on that, because he's been doing that for thousands of years. So that's why you got to have people around you of same like faith. When
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now, personally, this is me. When I'm in trouble and I'm calling for you to aid me and help me, I don't need no sympathy and self-pity.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I have other people, man. I'm talking about what I want. Don't bring me, oh, I'm so sorry for you, so pitiful. Don't come. Well, you're going back home.
Uh-huh.
I love you, but just go back home.
Uh-huh.
What I need is what Jesus brought to the situation when he came. On a situation.
Uh-huh.
I want to find, when he arrived at some place, did he come with, well, I feel sorry for y'all. I'm so pitiful. Now, these people think, I know these people think they're doing you good.
Uh-huh.
And they have been thinking that they're bringing you sympathy only. Sympathy is okay if people want to give it. For me, if I'm in a situation, I don't want no sympathy. I want
uh-huh.
the answer and a solution of somebody that has faith in the living Christ.
Amen.
So when you go minister to people, give them as the Holy Spirit gives you.
Amen.
Take to them something that the doctor can't give them or the sad sacks can't give them. Because, beloved, even though those people miss Lazarus and were weeping and crying, there's a time of weeping and crying and losing. Of course that is. But then
mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't just weep. The Bible said, and he wept. But okay, that's natural. But he didn't just brought the weeping there, Nate. He brought something else besides the weeping.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want Jesus to, after he gets, you get through crying, bring something else on the scene.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, invite Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you go minister to people, go in the Spirit. As Brother, he said, go in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit. What is the word for this person?
What is the word?
Mm-hmm.
What is the word to take? What am I to drop on this person? What am I to give to them? I'm
Amen.
A word of life. We are a word life carrier. I mean,
Amen.
What is the word for this place? When Jesus went to a place, what is the word for this place
mm-hmm.
and for this problem?
Yeah,
I like Brother Clark and Brother, when Brother Clark and Sister Clark go somewhere, they were an unusual couple.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Clark and the two, and I always remember them because we started out together, walking together. And whenever they enter into a place that seemed impossible, Brother Clark did not back up. He was one of those guys that had faith. He was not a backer up brother. And
Amen.
Brother Clark, you
called Amen.
With him at midnight. He come with a little funny hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And he would
Amen.
Come in with Sister Clark and Mother, I mean, Sister Clark, and she would start praising the Lord. She hit the door,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. when he come in with that little hat on, he said, God, he'll turn around and say, God can do anything. He can do the impossible.
Yes.
He'll start
Amen.
Talking faith and grace and help from above.
Amen.
And he'll start reaching out and ministering to you if you can believe. And I like that about him. You know?
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Let us get that same and teaching and example that our brother left us.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Brother Clark and Sister Brother Crocker, they would go in, they would come together united and begin to pray. Amen. The devil didn't like, because Brother Crocker, he's going to get very loud, so the demons will have to leave if they don't put on
mm-hmm.
muffs on their ears.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Thank
Amen.
God.
Yes,
everybody
Lord.
Has and they operate different. Now, let's go to the coming of the Lord. I remember that we need to arise and said, Lord, you commanded
Lord.
Us to go and bring light and life. And I want you to energize me more and more.
Lord.
And I want you to
Lord.
Encourage my spirit more and more.
Yes,
and I want
Lord.
You to anoint me more and more.
Yes.
More
yes.
Lord,
yes.
I want you to direct me
Lord.
More and more with the word.
Yes.
Coming from your presence, that
yes,
I may
Lord.
Hear that word in that situation,
yes,
when you would be here and walking
yes.
upon the situation. So, Lord, send the rain and the
yes.
Holy Ghost,
yes,
yes,
Jesus,
that we can trust
yes.
and bring to wherever we go
mm.
and bring the answer that God wants, that Jesus would have prayed. Help
yes,
us to come to that place that we fear no evil.
Yes,
fear
Lord
not.
Jesus.
We need you, and you are our example, and we are to walk in your footsteps.
Yes,
and we
Lord
are to do
Jesus.
As you were when you said, the day will come that you will do greater works than I do, Jesus said. And,
yes, Lord
and,
Jesus.
And we are to walk and do as you did. And this is what
yes,
it means, Lord.
Lord
that we have the day of restoration. We got to be restored to that same tight walk in ministry and life that
yeah.
you brought. And this
yes,
is part
Lord
of the restoration that Elijah brought in his day.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
make
Lord.
Us like Elijah, the prophet
yes,
of Israel and Elisha. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Make us in the same spirit and the same manner of faith operating of grace in us.
Yes,
that we
can yes.
bring the living God to bear right there that day. And I thank
yes,
you
Lord.
That you raising
thank
up a people and raising up a group
yes, Lord,
and
Jesus.
Raising up a body of believers around the world.
Yes, Lord.
Unify them in
yes,
the maturity.
Yes,
yes, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That when you go and minister, that you come in agreement. When people go to certain situations to help people, that you have somewhat of the same mind and same spirit. I know you have other people, but one time and a couple of times, Jesus had to put some people out of the room. He had to put these people out because they were hindrance to real faith operating. And the presence of fear and doubt was hindering the work of God. So some situations, you can't have anyone or everyone with you if you want the Lord to work. So sometimes you have to remove the naysayers out of the presence. And so faith can arise. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And Brother Clark was, we had to do this several times because of the unbelief that was in the room. And that we had to wisely dismiss, like Jesus did, told when this girl, this daughter, well, I think a Lydia, whatever the young girl's name, she was dead, and the people that was in the room, kinfolk and all the people, we told them that they had to, you know, go. And he said he only had three of his disciples in that room. Now, understand this. All of the nine other apostles, but he took the three, Peter, James, and John, to with him on certain occasions. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
thank you.
Why did he have to do that? Well, we're going to learn something valuable, how Jesus operated on the earth. We might come to maturity and be more effective. If we learn what Jesus taught, we might get more effective. Well, I said we might be more effective. Thank God.
Amen.
Everything Jesus did was a teaching moment for us. Was a teaching moment for all times.
Amen.
So let's mock Jesus. We love the apostles. They imitated Jesus and their prophets. So let's mock the perfect one. All right.
Amen.
Let's read the first chapter of Revelation about his coming and what his appearance is going to be. What's his appearance and his coming going to be? In the first chapter of Revelation, he's going to get an idea. When Jesus returned in the clouds of glory, his glorious appearance is excellent, full of light and fire. The light and the fire around him, it's like when John the Baptist come in his glorified body today and has brought 120 messages. He come in the light and the power of the resurrection. And when he stepped in the room where Brother Draves are fed and write the message, the light from his presence filled the whole room. It shined so bright that Brother Draves said he don't have to put no light on. He don't have to put no electric light on. The light of the glory of John's, his resurrected glory body, filled the room. And that light of the resurrection, after the angel and John leaves the room, he said, Brother Ray said, the light remained for about an hour. And the light of his presence and power is so overwhelming that at times when the messenger comes from heaven, Brother Ray said, the messenger has to leave for a short time because the power of his presence make him so weak, he will fall out. And some people, when angels come in their presence, the glory causes them to fall down before them because they're so magnificent. And the angel said, don't worship me, worship God. And so they carry a presence, and they carry a glory. Let's see what Jesus is going to be when he comes again. First chapter of Revelation, when he visited John on the Isle of Patmos. Let's see. Somebody read. Someone read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophet, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which was before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so.
I want you to stop there.
Okay.
There's three important things here about the coming of the glorified Christ. One of the things that people are separate and arguing about and spreading misinformation in his second coming, some people say he's going to come secretly. And some people say, well, he already has come. He's invisible or something like that. He came in 1914 or something like that. Or other people say he's going to come in secret. But here we see John, the beloved, and he talks about two things. He says, every eye shall see him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, understand this, his appearance is not going to be like some areas are teaching people around the world. And John clears this up, and Jesus says, and Matthew's it's talking about his coming in Matthew 24. He said, a son of man shall come in glory and power with all his holy angels.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be no secret sneak back door coming. All the earth and all nations and his coming, the world. And we have to make this clear because in order to heal and bring people to the unity of faith, we have to make this clear and solve the confusion and the division. Now, go back there where he says, every eye is going to see him. Now, I know we want to split this and make a rapture and he coming back, and other people want to make this and make this about his coming, that he's going to make a sneak thing and all that. But then he says, John says, and go ahead and read a little further. He talks about his coming and his appearance, about no secret.
Okay. Behold, he coming with clouds, and
now,
every eye shall see him.
He coming in clouds, right?
Amen.
You remember when Jesus, in the first chapter, when the angels said they saw him go away in the clouds.
Amen.
And said he's going to come in like manner.
Amen.
To return in like manner. When they saw him in the book of Acts, they saw him taken up in the clouds. And the angel said, watch that, he gazed into the clouds. This same Jesus is coming back again in the same like manner. And so we see the cloud. He's coming in the clouds with glory. And it says,
and every eye shall see him.
Every eye shall see him. Not a ghost, but a person. A glorified person.
Amen.
Naturally, every... And then what else? What else?
And they all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so,
now,
amen.
When he comes, the Jews who rejected him, pierced him and wounded him. We're going to get to that part where he talks about when he comes. Because there's a misunderstanding about his coming and about Armageddon and the last battle. He come in his, and when he comes, he's going to come not only what Second Thessalonians says. Now, what Second Thessalonians says, go back in Second Thessalonians chapter 4 and see his coming is going to cause certain events to happen at the same time of his coming at Second Thessalonians chapter 4. Anyone got that?
Chapter three. It's chapter four.
I'm going to get ahead of myself. But that's a part about his second in Thessalonians, what's going to take place. And First Thessalonians is a popular scripture that most of the people preach about. Now, let's see what it says here, Paul says. Well, all right, let me get it. Okay.
First Thessalonians chapter, the 14th verse. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven the shout with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air.
Go ahead.
To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we even be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Now, what do you get by these three important relationships of what you just read in Revelation? And John seeing Paul relating the second coming.
That he's not coming in secret. He's coming, and won't be no secret. It says even he's going to come from heaven with a shout. That's not being quiet. And with the voice of an archangel. That's not being quiet. And with the trumpet of God. So he's not coming in secret. And he's revealing it now in Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, and in Revelation. that when he come, that it will not be a secret when he come. He's going to make himself known.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone else see another part in there?
He also then he let us know that it's going to be people still alive when he comes, and they're going to be mm-hmm. eyewitness to his coming, you know. And he said they're going to be caught up, you know, in the clouds with him.
No, he didn't say people going to get caught up. He said the people in Christ going to get caught up, not
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people in Christ mm-hmm. Will be caught up with him. And,
now, when he's coming with a group of people with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it says the Lord himself. Now, what do that mean? Mm-hmm. Because there's some teaching about, well, he's invisible or he's a ghost or something like that, or can't be seen or... But it clarifies that he's coming as a person,
mm-hmm.
not as a spirit, but as a person,
right.
as a man.
Right. Mm-hmm. As a person.
The Lord himself.
Himself.
An individual
yep.
person having
mm-hmm.
a body. The Lord himself.
Yes.
And as he comes, people are coming from heaven with him, an army coming with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this army with him, why is they coming with him? Now, the third thing he says, the dead in Christ shall arise.
Mm-hmm.
The dead in Christ. Make that very clear.
Uh-huh, dead in Christ.
Amen.
The dead in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they that remain who are in the Lord on the earth at his coming, something going to happen to and for them. Now when he's coming, we're going to find out there's probably like three things going to take place at his coming. Not three separate coming necessarily, but three events going to take place during the time of his coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brother Nate, don't leave you out.
I had a feeling you weren't going to.
Yeah, I know you were going to rest, brother, but that's okay. You're going to rest. His coming. Now, we're going to get to another part going to take place that people are not familiar with. That since the coming of the messenger of the Lord, we have understood the coming of the Lord with a clearer picture. And said again, since the angel messenger
mm-hmm.
has been coming and bringing light and truth, we now get a clearer picture about
Amen.
The coming of the Lord to reign and to
Amen.
Rule.
Amen.
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 Yes. Get a clearer picture.
We get a panoramic, clearer totality of his coming and things coming before he comes, just prior to his coming, and just got to happen just before he will come. There's some things got to happen that before he can come.
Yeah.
Now, most good Christians say, God, that everything is fulfilled for the name. They say nothing is, Jesus can come any minute. Everything is fulfilled. I'm afraid
Amen.
That's not accurate.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm afraid that's not accurate. Even though these men are great women and men of God, they have missed. What the hell? They have missed something. I don't care how great you are, how learned you are, you can miss something in the scripture. You can miss
Amen.
An understanding. So you can miss something. I don't care how great God
Amen.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And they miss something. Because
yes.
many, well, Jesus could come any moment. I said, yeah, that's quite, well, I said that's partially true. He's coming soon, but he can't come any moment. Not in
Amen.
Our 24-hour moment. He can't come in that moment because there's something unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
There's three things unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ask these ministers about these three things, I don't really get a real good answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming, but all things concerning his second coming must be fulfilled first.
Amen.
Before.
Amen.
Not after. All right, then. We'll talk further about he is coming. And is he going, as a king, we're going to talk about every king, when he's coming to a place, there's somebody to run before him to tell the world, the nation, the king is coming to the town. And usually in all monarchy, where there's a king, a ruler, and he's coming to another place, there's somebody run before him, telling him the king, the governor is coming. The governor is coming. In the Roman Empire, when a governor was coming to a place to take rule, there was people who went ahead of him and said, the governor is coming, prepare. Prepare the way. Who is going to sound this trumpet before his first and second coming? Now remember, he said, the trump of God is going to sound, but there is a message that the king is about to come. Prepare.
Yeah.
Two things. Awake, warn, and prepare.
Yeah.
Awake, warn, and prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Awake,
yeah.
Warn, and prepare.
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 Amen.
Prepare. Deep breath. All right, then. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that people live with expectations because he could come, but we know death can come anytime and take people away, so they have to walk and live ready and
yes.
be ready.
Amen.
And stay ready.
Yeah.
And stay ready. And
yes.
lay down ready. And get up ready. Mm-hmm. Walk ready. And go back,
Amen.
Lay down and walk ready and be ready. And keep your heart and keep your mind with all diligence. And
yeah,
don't let
yeah.
the anger of the world and around you take and slip and go back out there or go back some other place and says,
mm-hmm.
well, he's not coming in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Here. So don't fall for the okey-doke.
Amen. Amen.
Don't give up your inheritance for a few moments.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. The devil tell you that you got plenty of time. He's telling people mm-hmm. they got plenty of time, you know.
You're not there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
oh,
telling
yeah.
people who have left Christ, who have been seduced out of Christ, that they and he constantly tells them, well, I'm going to come back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When? Well, not right. Mm-hmm. But I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they don't get there. They're coming, but they don't get there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Procrastination is one of the greatest tools Satan used upon us. Procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So right now, brother and sister, we have an important assignment placed upon us that few churches have the last message, the last warning, the last awakening.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is an assignment upon the Church of Christ has been called to this. It don't mean that they're better than anybody else. It don't mean that they're greater than anybody else. It means
mm-hmm.
that we have been assigned this. God has
Amen.
Chosen this people for this assignment. And he chosen other
Amen.
Christians for other assignments.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you,
but
Jesus.
All things must be fulfilled. If God marked a midnight hour in prophecy, the 12th hour is a certain period of time, then in that period of midnight before the clock 12, there's things must be finished. Must be done. So we are on that clock. And we have to finish our test and say, Lord, help me to run and run
Run me to
With the midnight. I'm on a heavenly assignment.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on a heaven assignment in the earth.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a commission and a command and a love message.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming.
Yes,
I'm running, and I'm running before him to
make
all people know he is coming.
Yes,
come join the company of believers,
Lord.
The kingdom of the Most High, the church of the living God, the warriors who've been called to war against the enemy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Put the spirit and power of Elijah on my life. When Jesus, who has given us the prototype of the last day move to restore.
Yes, Jesus.
We can't do it by ourselves.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It.
Yes,
but
Lord.
You and through the Holy Ghost and
yes,
the power
Jesus.
That quicken your body, we can run and accomplish the task and finish
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Course with victory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Help us.
Help us.
Help
Lord,
us
Jesus.
To understand
yes,
the greatness,
Lord.
The importance of this assignment upon our lives.
Yes,
and
Lord.
To me, stir up my children that they have a part in this, and my children's
yes,
children
Jesus.
Have inherited
yes,
this call
for yes,
their lives.
Jesus. Yes, Lord
an
Jesus.
An assignment from heaven that is more important than
yes,
any assignment.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Achievement greater than any achievement for the Lamb of
yes,
God.
Lord Jesus.
About
yes.
the King preparing. Help
yes,
me to
Lord.
Remember my covenant and my vow. And those who have forgotten
yes,
their covenant and forgotten their covenant and have slipped and fallen along the way. Help
yes,
them
yes.
to recover.
Help
them
recover.
To recover.
Help
them
to recover.
To recover.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
touch
Lord.
Them. You vivid them.
Yes.
You awaken them.
Yes,
help
Jesus.
Them to recover
yes.
their
Jesus.
Assignment and their lives.
Yes,
yes
Jesus.
Jesus.
Call them
yes,
to
Lord Jesus.
The vow that they made to the Lord.
Yes.
The vow
yes,
that
Lord.
They have seen in Christ.
Yes.
Help them to come
yes,
to remember.
Jesus.
Call them to be awakened.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Time to run.
Jesus.
For the King
Jesus.
Is coming.
Yes, Jesus.
Finish my course with victory
Hallelujah.
And joy.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Help
wherever
me,
nations
Jesus.
In the world to hear the warning
help
message.
Me, Jesus. Finish my course,
help
Lord.
Me to
help
take
me.
The message, the warning, to
yes.
live the message, to walk the
yes,
message,
Lord.
To sing the message, to pray the message, to
yes,
prophesy the
Lord,
message.
Jesus.
Do so, Lord. With your grace and power.
Yes,
when I think about turning around, but running.
Yes, Lord
lift
Jesus.
Me up above
yes,
the
Lord
trouble
Jesus.
And the stress of this world.
Lift me up, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
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 The Son of the living.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The
Hallelujah. Thank
bless
you, Jesus.
Your people to arise with new vigor
yes,
and
yes,
new strength and joy
Jesus.
For the King,
yes,
our King, is coming.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Well, love you, son. We'll continue about the King is coming.
Jesus.
Tomorrow, the
yes,
Lord permit us.
Yes,
the scriptures to see whether these things be so.
Yes,
anyone
Lord
out there, you can call on Jesus wherever you at.
Yes, Lord.
You can call and invite him into your life.
Yes.
Be your Lord and your Savior.
Yes.
Whatever
Jesus.
Nation you are, whatever habit you are, he's waiting for you and to invite him to come.
Yes.
Be your Lord, Savior, Messiah, and Redeemer. He will do it
yes,
today.
Lord. Jesus. Yes.
Amen. We thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, we will be back. Lord, say the same tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So may the Lord continue to bless you all and keep you. We love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.